WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Fans of the TV cop show Hill Street Blues may have spent the past couple of seasons watching Hill Street reruns and hoping for something to fill the void. There's a new show called The Street beginning this week. Television critic David Bianculli says it may look like the real thing, but it isn't.
182. Hey folks, there's a new cop show in town. The show is called The Street, and the town is Newark, New Jersey. It premieres this week on Superstation WWOR, and it's being shopped around in syndication. A lot of critics are already going crazy about it, so this nightly half-hour cop show may actually catch on. The Street is supposed to be this bold new TV show because of how and where it's produced. It's videotaped like a documentary, with cameras squirreled away in the backs of patrol cars, outside of donut shops, and on the darkest of mean streets. Each episode tags along with a pair of actors who play officers on an 8-hour shift, and follows them as they do their jobs, drink their coffee, and talk about their lives. In a way, it's like Hill Street Blues without the precinct house, and without the good scriptwriters, but I'll get to that later. What critics are raving about so far is the way The Street uses the streets of Newark. The show is shot entirely on location, which supposedly adds to the realism. There are times when it works. In this scene, two cop cars are pulled alongside one another, and the officers in one squad car are asking the cops in the other car about their most recent arrest. The cops had responded to a shoplifting call and arrived to find that the liquor store manager had locked the thieves in his walk-in refrigerator.
We get there, and Ralph, the liquor store owner, has got these two PRs locked in the walk-in refrigerator.
Locked in.
These guys don't speak any English at all, but somehow Ralphie herds them in and calls the cops. Mm-hmm. He caught them stealing a couple of packs of Twinkies.
That's it.
That's it?
When we get there, these guys' lips are turning blue. Ralphie's lucky we didn't bust him, man. He's lucky he didn't crawl, because he'd be the one doing the time. You know what I mean?
So what'd you do with them?
What'd I do with them? What do you think I did with them, man? I take him into custody, of course.
Yeah. You took them into custody?
Of course.
What are you, Jack Webb?
I'm glad these guys remember Jack Webb, because Webb's Dragnet, and especially his production of Adam 12, did in Hollywood what The Street is trying to do in Newark. Look at police work from a cop's eye view. The Street also owes a lot to Hill Street Blues and to the filmmaking style of Robert Altman, but judging from the first week of shows, doesn't belong in that league. The show has a few good actors, Stanley Tucci, who just played Mosca the bad guy on Miami Vice, and Michael Beach, as a new cop on patrol, play their scenes nicely. The bottom line, though, is that The Street is about as believable and well-written as the average daytime soap opera. It may look real, but it very rarely sounds real. You end up admiring the camera work, not caring about the characters. Where this show succeeds 100% is as a production deal. Since WWOR moved from New York to New Jersey, it was looking for projects that could relate to its community. The Street fills that bill nicely. And speaking of bills, The Street is a lot cheaper to make than a cop show with studio overhead, and it ought to sell well in late-night syndication. As a business deal, The Street is perfect. But perfect business deals seldom make for perfect TV shows. The producers ought to put out an APB for better writers. Fast.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.